Let's bring you more on our top story this morning. That's about flooding in Rawrath. BBC Essex has been contacted by residents and businesses in the area about their concerns, dating back almost 20 years.
They claim to experience almost constant flooding since the building of the A130 back in 2002 and say they're not getting support from the County Council in dealing with the problem. Our reporter Emma Gant has been to Rawrath to find out more.
I'm Dave Collins and I'm a resident of Old London Road, Rawrath.
How has the flooding affected you?
Up until about 2013, 2014, going on memory, at least twice a year we were flooded. When it did flood, we were cut off for 6 hours because it flooded from Church Road downwards and then from Old London Road to the A129. So we were cut off, literally cut off. And 1 year, I think it was 2013, it was so bad that the residents of the Chichester Hotel had to be rescued by the fire brigade to get them out. Fortunately, my property is about 18 inches higher than the road and the flood stops level with the footbridge in Old London Road. And my house, I built myself in 1993, and it was built on piling to lift it away from the flood. But to be cut off for 6 hours is no fun.
And do you feel the council's done enough to alleviate the flooding risk in the area?
No. It's quite obvious to me. I should think it was logical to anybody that the lowest point, if you use the analogy of a bath, the lowest point is the plug hole. And Rawrath is the plug hole. So any money spent should be where the water runs to. It's no point in spending 1.5 million this and that money in Hockley and Rayleigh, which are far, far higher than Rawrath, which is the lowest, because the water is going to run to Rawrath. And I think my house is about 6.5 feet above sea level. That is all. And when you get a 4 foot flood, you're in trouble.
My main concern is the flooding on the border of Rawrath and Holbridge, because we come close to one another there. A particular place called Watery Lane. Now, the name itself must tell you something. And unfortunately, the council say that it's only ever flooded 3 times. Well, that's, again, a myth. Over the last 5 years, it's flooded 25 times. So it's 5 times a year it gets flooded. So how can it be only 3 times ever? But this is the sort of thing we're dealing with, where disinformation is really trying to prevent us from following our calls.
Residents in Rawrath there talking about their experiences, their problems with flooding, talking to Emma Gant, our reporter. Let's bring Chris Stanley into the conversation. He's a parish councillor and also a member of the Rawrath Flooding Action Group. Morning, Chris.
Good morning to you.
Does this sound all too familiar, what you heard there, the residents talking to BBC Essex?
Yes, it's quite factual, yes.
So how bad is it then? How much is it affecting residents?
Very much so. I mean, in 3 years on the trot recently, 2013 onwards, they've had a deluge of rain or surface water that's entered their properties. And they're at their wit's end.
What is the main cause of it, do you think?
Oh, that's a big question. It's water coming from other areas outside of Rawrath, which is has already been explained, is that Rawrath is the bottleneck of all the water surrounding, from Thurrock, from Bowes Gifford, from some of it's from the top of Rayleigh, and there is a deluge that's always coming their way, and the bottleneck needs to be sorted out.
Every time rain is forecast, Chris, how's the feeling in the village?
Well, they're obviously on tender hooks all the time, because outside of Rawrath, where if they get a deluge, it takes up to maybe 1 or 2 hours to get to Rawrath, and that's where they obviously they're in sort of a dire straits when they feel that they're not being helped with this.
You talk of a deluge. Describe what that actually looks like. How much water are we talking about? How deep is it?
Well, I can only give you a fact of what's happened to myself in as much as the drains weren't cleared for roughly 45 years of my tenancy at this premises. And we had 18 inches of water in the front garden and in the back garden. Now, I live on a hillside, and you wouldn't believe I would get that. We had 2 foot of water underneath the floorboards. So in the respect of where I am, where they are is even worse.
And it's going into people's properties, and they're getting damaged floors and all the rest of it?
Oh, yes. There is a particular resident that gets it every time because he's the lowest in the area, sort of thing. And he gets it almost every time. Every time it deluge comes down, which is an impossibility to quantify how much rain is going to approach him. He gets it every time, yes.
And it's got to the point where you set up a group, the Rora Flooding Action Group, so it's obviously got to that bad a point. Are you getting any help now in trying to ease the problem?
There was, at one point, we was in discussions, or they was in discussions, so I understand, with the relevant agencies, but at this moment in time, those have broken down, and my role as a ward councillor is really to try and get that everybody back onto the round the table to discuss, to get back to how we can rectify these problems.
Sounds like it's got quite tense between all the relevant parties, Chris.
I'm afraid it has. Yes, it's. How can I put it? The agencies might be talking to each other, but unfortunately not having a word with local residents and the Rora Flood Action Group, which is constituted to look after the residents and their well-being.
And just to bring it all back to how the problem started, do you think it's overdevelopment in that area that's causing flooding in Rorath?
I don't really think it's overdevelopment. I think it's just an understanding of where the water goes when we do get a deluge, and a ploughed field will take up a lot more water than what a concrete field will do. So to make adjustments or assessments of something impossible that you would never understand, you will never quantify how much rain comes down, and also Rorif has a groundwater deluge as well. So the groundwater is quite high in Rorif, and if any more water comes their way, it's just a flood situation.
So Chris, the powers that be, they could be listening right now. What are you going to say to them about what needs to be done to stop this from happening next time there's a downpour?
Well, I'm hoping that either before Christmas or after Christmas, we can get all the parties around the table to have a good discussion on this. At the moment, it's, as I said, my role. I'm trying to bring everybody together, and I think that this is the only way forward.
Chris Stanley, we will leave it there. Parish Councillor for Rorath, member of the Rora Flooding Action Group as well. Essex County Council sent us a statement. It says a number of partner-led feasibility studies have been carried out to date, and we are working closely with other agencies such as Essex Highways, Rochford District Council and the Environment Agency to explore all possible options for the area. In the meantime, the local community has been provided with the option of obtaining property-level protection and community flood improvement grants. It's 8:16.
Travel news from BBC Essex.
Where Essex comes to talk, the breakfast show with Ben and Sonia here until 9 o'clock. Russell Holding has the travel for us.
Morning. Yep, the M25 is looking a lot better now. There were some bits looking busy earlier on, but our bit of it certainly seems to be doing all right. M11 delays are back nearly to the M25 heading into London. A127 slow around the... it's coming away from Rayleigh Weir to go towards Southend for a bit, and then through the roadworks at Harold Wood, very slow, especially going into London. A13's been extra busy through Dagenham this morning from the... Just